second hour of the program, all the way from Chipata. This one says, Mugala Willard from Chipata, Eastern Province, where the wise men come from. Patrick, Psalm 23, this is my hope verse that gives me strength whenever challenges face me. He's God in good and bad times, or rather hard times. Coming up between 18 and 20, we heard from Uncle K earlier on, who complained, Patrick, yesterday, which is true actually, from I think around slightly after 19 hours, went off air until the early hours of this morning. That means we didn't have enough of mellow music. Coming up between 18 and 20 on the main beats, we'll call this Mellow Tuesday.
Hi, my name is Olivia. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It is the best gift you can give to others. I am sharing Jesus boldly. Are you?
Christian Voice News, your global link.
FRS at 2025 mass purchase price at 340 kwacha. Mining expert against formalization of mining operations. And suicide bomber killed in Uganda on Christian holiday, army says. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has announced that it will buy a 50-kilogram bag of maize at 340 kwacha for the 2025 marketing season, a slight increase from last year's price of 330 kwacha. FRA Board Chairperson Suresh Desai says the new price was set after consultations with key stakeholders in the agriculture sector. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Desai also disclosed that paddy rice will be purchased at 300 kwacha per 40-kilogram bag. Mr. Desai revealed that the FRA aims to procure 543,000 metric tons of maize and 10,000 metric tons of rice in the first phase, with the possibility of increasing the quantities if the targets are achieved. Maize purchases will be made on a cash basis and via mobile money at the agency's 1,428 satellite depots across the country, said Mr. Desai. He also reiterated that farmers can sell their produce to any buyer of their choice, as government will not place any restrictions on private sales. The Zambia Medicine Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, has urged individuals impersonating its officers, describing the act as criminal and punishable by law. In an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, ZAMRA Public Relations Officer Lista Mutukwa said the authority has noted with concern an increase in cases where individuals are masquerading as ZAMRA officers to carry out illegal activities, including extorting money from unsuspecting members of the public and pharmaceutical businesses. Impersonating a ZAMRA officer is a crime. Anyone found engaging in this behavior will be prosecuted in accordance with the law, warned Ms. Mutukwa. Ms. Mutukwa further urged members of the public to remain vigilant and ensure that they are dealing with genuine ZAMRA officers, particularly during inspections or enforcement activities, stating that ZAMRA officers carry official identification and documentation that can be verified on request. She has also appealed to pharmaceutical stakeholders and the public to report any suspicious individuals or activities to the authority.
And if you fake your identity and deceive people that you are a ZAMRA staff when you're not, you are abrogating a Section 55D of the Medicines and Allied Substances Act No. 3 of 2013. And what we mean is that if we notice and we find that you've been doing this and you are caught, the law will actually take its course. So I want to actually warn all those that have been practicing impersonation, faking identity, trying to rip where you have not sold. You want to do business using the name ZAMRA. Actually, you are stealing.
Mining expert Edward Simukonda has opposed the formalization of mining activities, arguing that it restricts individuals who are capable of engaging in mining. His remarks follow government's concern over ongoing illegal and unsafe mining activities at the Kanyelele site in Mpika, particularly among youth, despite government's initiatives aimed at encouraging young people to formalize their mining operations. While Mr. Simukonda acknowledged the tragic loss of lives due to illegal mining, he called on the government to prioritize youth employment as a strategy to address the issue. People get licenses to limit those that have the capacity to start mining, said Mr. Simukonda in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today. He further argued that the rise in illegal mining, especially among young people, is largely driven by the lack of job opportunities, a problem he believes will persist unless youth unemployment is effectively addressed.
One thing people should understand is that, you know, mining is not for every Jim and Jack, you know, to jump onto the bandwagon and start mining. You need a lot of capital. Even if they are given those licenses. In fact, I'm personally against it. Because most people that get licenses, just get those licenses to inconvenience those people that have got the capacity to actually start mining, you know, by covering their space.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has allocated 1,250,000 kwacha for the construction of a recreation center in Matero constituency, with a project set to be completed within 4 months. The construction will take place in Ward 32 of Matero. Speaking during the handover ceremony at Kasamba Primary School, Matero Member of Parliament Miles Sampa emphasized that the initiative is funded through the 2023 Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Sampa has described the center as more than just a physical structure, stating that it will serve as a community resource designed to host sports, educational programs, mentorship sessions, and social events. The center's potential is to uplift young people by equipping them with practical skills and reducing crime in the area through positive engagement, said Mr. Sampa. And Matero Ward 32 Councillor Annie Chinyanta has expressed enthusiasm for the project, emphasizing its potential to foster community engagement and personal development. She urged residents to support the initiative, ensuring its success and long-term impact. The civic leader also noted that the project marks a significant milestone in efforts to enhance the quality of life for Matero residents through strategic investments in education, infrastructure, and community development. In African news, two people who the Ugandan army described as armed terrorists have been killed in the capital, Kampala, as the country marks Martyrs Day, a Christian celebration to commemorate the faithful who died in the 19th century. A counter-terrorism unit intercepted and neutralized the two, one of whom was a suicide bomber, in the upmarket suburb of Munyonyo. Army spokesperson Chris Magezi said in a post on X, the incident took place near the Roman Catholic Munyonyo Martyrs Shrine, where a small group had gathered to pray, local media reported. Reports also cited an explosion, with an eyewitness telling Uganda's Daily Monitor newspaper that the explosion detonated midway towards the church. Coming up shortly, at least 27 Palestinians killed by Israeli fire near Aid Center, Gaza authorities say. This and more, stay tuned.
Cervical cancer. Cervical cancer begins on the surface of the cervix. There are two main types of cancer of the cervix. About 80% to 90% are squamous cell carcinomas, or 10% to 20% are adenocarcinomas. Early stages of cervical cancer do not involve pain or other symptoms, but the first identifiable symptoms include watery or bloody vaginal discharge with a foul odor, and vaginal bleeding after intercourse or exercise. Regular screening for cervical cancer can literally save your life. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now the rest of the news. At least 27 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire as they attempted to collect aid near a distribution site in Gaza, local officials say. civilians were fired upon by tanks, quadcopter drones and helicopters near the Al Alam roundabout about 1 kilometer from the aid distribution center. A spokesman for Gaza's Hamas-run civil defense agency, Mahmoud Basel, said. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said its troops fired shots after identifying suspects who moved towards them, deviating from the designated access routes. Israel previously denied shooting Palestinians in a similar incident on Sunday, which the Hamas-run health ministry said killed 31 people and injured nearly 200. And global economic growth is set to be slower this year, largely because of Donald Trump's U.S. tariffs, according to a leading international